Welcome to Phoenix Rising. I am your host, Kaylee Montoya Houston. I am a certified personal trainer and online nutrition coach. I will be joined by my co-host, Julie Montoya Houston. This show will cover all aspects of fitness, including nutrition, exercise, and mindset to help you reach your goals at any stage of your journey. We will bring you science-based information to help you take charge of your fitness goals and give you the power to rise like a phoenix.
National Peppermint Latte Day. Where'd you see that at? Just popped down on my phone and told me that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Peppermint Latte.
Peppermint Latte Day.
Quick that, sip told me.
That goes with the seasons.
Indeed it does.
Hey, look. Yes. Jules Verne's live.
Oh, wow. Imagine that. I wonder what she's talking about.
I don't know. I know I want some hot freaking apple cider.
Yeah, I'm enjoying my second cup of coffee this morning. I've only been up since 3.
Me too. I did have an hour nap, though, after she left.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tara, you made it. I thought you were working today. Good to see you on here. We're just going to give it a little bit to let some others jump on, just in case you guys have any questions or we can help you more. Amy, I guess you're here too. Love it. And like there is a teaser. Oh, I'm not quite in the frame of this one. There is a big announcement. I mean, I think it's a pretty big announcement anyways. You guys might not think the same, but I'm pretty excited for next Saturday in between a call. Okay, well, hopefully ours doesn't go over. Oh, there you go. Had a weird angle. All right, but as always, guys, if anything we talk about prompts a question, or you want to know more about something, or you're struggling with something, or maybe you're crushing something and you want to share it with us, we want to hear it. We want to discuss it. Good morning, Molly. Good morning, Alan. It's good to see you guys on here. Got quite a few of you here today. So we're just going to dive in. At least I'm going to just, most people save it for the end, but I want to talk about it right away. But the big announcement is we have a super special guest coming on next Saturday for the Say Anything Saturday. So this is going to be a Zoom call, but it's also going to go live here in the group, just like we do every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. His name is Chase Smith at Chasing Health. And he has had an incredible journey himself. He's lost over 100 pounds now. He's a fellow nutrition coach that I'm in contact with, and he wanted to come on, or I invited him on to discuss maybe things about his struggle with his own body after losing 100 pounds. I mean, a lot of people deal with some body dysmorphia. A lot of times when you lose a significant amount of weight, you still see that heavier person that you were. Yeah, Julie knows, and I know some of you on here are struggling with the same thing. And I invited Chase on due to a question from a current client that I'm working with. And she wanted to know if I had anything to share. And honestly, I'll be 100%. I've never lost that much weight in my journey. I've lost about 40 pounds. But I don't know what it feels like to lose 100 pounds. So I don't feel like I have the right place to speak about that. But I know he has, I know Julie has, and I know we've had a whole episode podcast talking about body dysmorphia, but it's always interesting to bring other people on and get their point of view. He's also going to talk a lot about emotional eating and stress eating. And especially now during the holidays, that can really grab hold of people. And we kind of just keep rolling with it. And it's really hard to come back from. So he's going to give his tips and tricks, some of the things he's battled with, and some of the things he's learned from other people, and he's going to share those with you guys. So definitely show up next Saturday. Like I said, you can come on the Zoom call, and you can ask questions like live in person where he can see you and get those answered right away. Or you can just join the live and hang out and watch, and you can still ask questions because Julie's going to still be here. We're going to be on Zoom and on live, so we're going to watch the questions coming through on both places. So I know a lot of people have trouble logging into the Zoom call sometimes. But yes, awesome. Alan's excited. Amy's excited. Yes, I'm excited too, guys. So I'm looking forward to it. And thankfully, he was willing to come in on a Saturday because I told him this is usually the time we all get together and you guys are kind of used to those Saturday times. So he was willing to come on. Let me see. Can't reach. Let's see what Amy said here. After bypass, I lost 200 pounds and 98 inches. With life, there was gain, and now I'm a way back down. I struggle with body dysmorphia. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But first off, Amy, that is amazing. I mean, 200 pounds and almost 100 inches, like you are a completely new person. And that is an extremely hard thing to do. And like you said, you were at that size for many years of your life, and it's going to be hard to see yourself in a different light. But I really hope that he can give you some pointers and ways to look at it that are going to help you. But we don't really have any questions. We did have a couple commenting in the group about the holidays coming up and how it kind of, when it comes to the darker mornings, the busy times. I know a lot of you all are teachers on here. So when it comes to holidays, you get some time off, like back to back. But a lot of times that can really throw off your schedule and make you feel out of whack, make you feel like you're not keeping up with your daily schedule, with your priorities. So I didn't know if you wanted to talk a little bit about today, maybe give some tips and pointers.
Well, the first thing I want to do is, you wanted everybody to put in here what they're struggling with or what they're crushing. But yeah. I think as head coach, I think you should own up to your part of the bargain too. So why don't you tell people what you're struggling with and what you're crushing?
Oh, ouch. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to be honest. I am struggling right now with my own workouts. I hurt my knee, or actually tore my quad muscle the other week when I was hanging up Christmas lights. So only being able to really work out my upper body, it's not as motivating getting to not do a full body workout for me, because I've been really wanting to focus on my lower body, build my hamstring, build my glutes, because that's where I'm extremely weak at.
She wants a butt. She wants some badonkadonk.
Exactly. I don't want just back, butt, like all mixed together. So I've been really focusing on that. And so not being able to do squats or do things like that.
You have a buck.
A buck. My gosh. So I'm struggling with that, and to be honest. So I know I need to prioritize next week, making it fun for myself. So I will actually do these workouts and find ways to maybe even just train single leg for a while to focus on that lower body. But for the most part, like, my nutrition is pretty much on point. I've been really good with sticking with the things that I want to eat and eating the protein that I need to eat, and allowing myself things like this that are right here and on the table. And there's actually still some in the basket. Gonna be honest, when things like this are out and about where I can visually see them, I'm not a very good moderator. We decided, instead of getting the packages, to get these little singles. And thankfully, it has been easier for me just to eat one or two a day. Usually I eat one a day. But before in my life, that whole basket would have been devoured by now. So that's a win for me. What about you?
That was not part of the deal, by the way. You're the head coach. That's why I threw it back on you.
Mm-hmm.
What am I struggling with? Well, other than a fever... Yeah, that's what I'm struggling with.
Yeah.
No, let's see. What am I struggling with? Well, now that December 1st has rolled around, I'm really struggling because we have advent calendars. So every day I get a piece of candy, except for me, it turns into, like last night, 3 or 4 pieces of candy. It's like, ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy. but it's no more than, I think I had 2 or 3 extra pieces last night, but because of the holiday, we always do the advent calendar. So that will be a reoccurring thing each day, but it will not be more than 1 or 2 pieces. So, that will just be in my calories for the next 3 weeks or however long. Yeah. But as far as the thing I'm crushing, I mean, I'm pretty much checking all the boxes, not to toot my own horn. But I'm getting my steps in. I'm religiously showing up for my workouts. On the mornings that I woke up with a fever and felt extra tired, I opted not to push myself in the gym and get a little extra sleep, and I made up the workout. So I'm getting my steps in. I'm getting my workouts in. I'm still eating in my deficit. I'm eating like 1,300 calories right now.
Yeah, well, she had her new low, like all-time low.
All time.
Right before Thanksgiving.
Like, I don't even remember being, it was Thanksgiving morning. Mm-hmm. I don't ever remember being this low in my whole entire adult life. And I've maintained muscle mass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And And we just completed phase four of my gut journey. We just put to bed on Tuesday a 21-week reintroduction phase. And yesterday I started phase five, which is our last and final phase.
She's getting rid of Nexium, or trying to, which is a big step that takes obviously a lot of work to work up to.
Yeah, but like always, there, I know the updates have been quiet, but that's because we've just been reintroducing food. But we will do a podcast once I kind of get the hang of what this process is going to be like, because I started it yesterday. We'll do a podcast, we'll do a blog. And then, of course, when it's all over and done with, you'll have another podcast and blog kind of telling you how the whole process went. But so far, for the last however many months we've been doing this, I think my gut is, knock on wood, I think we're pretty much healed.
Yeah, which is why she probably has finally hit this new low. What people don't realize how much the gut is tied to your ability or inability to lose weight. So if your gut is all out of whack, if your gut biome is too much of one thing, too little of another thing, prioritizing losing body fat is the last thing your body has on its mind, and it will fight you back tooth and nail, which she was dealing with until now. And now it's working for her.
Yeah. Well, the inflammation is always a struggle, of course, too.
Yes. Well, that prompted you guys to start commenting. I'm going to scroll back up here so I can see. Let's go, Alan. Let's see his struggles here. I'm struggling with even getting the motivation to move, and I'm eating horribly. I might as well be smoking a cigarette. I'm really just out of rhythm.
I mean, cigarettes are okay, right? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
And let me ask you another question, Alan, because I know I'm sure you guys have a lot going on right now. I know PJ is having her own battles and things like that. When do you feel like this started? Because I know you were on a really good path prior. I saw your walking, and I love it when you post in the group. When you get your walks in with Maddie, I think it helps other people in the group. I think it helps hold yourself accountable. And it just makes me smile every time I see that and you're willing to post that stuff. But when do you feel like that started happening? Because a lot of times, if we can go back and look at what that trigger was that like made you want to stop completely. I was actually just talking to another client yesterday, one of her check-ins, of that when we start to get overwhelmed, when stress gets high, when we start to lose sleep or we have other focuses, when we have this all or nothing mindset, which is something I've always struggled with myself horribly, and I still do today. We talked about different dials when it comes to your nutrition dials, your workout dials, and her specifically was her workout dial. And if you don't have the time to dedicate a full 45-hour session 2 to 3 times a week, turn the dial down. And instead of doing that, maybe you do a bodyweight workout. And then maybe if that's even not enough, turn the dial down some more and do some stretching and some mobility. Do something. And then maybe even if that is too much that week, turn it down another notch and just walk more. Park further away from your job. Take the stairs at work. And that way you're still checking off the box, even if it's not what you initially wanted to do, instead of just doing nothing.
Well, since it's obviously pick on Kaylee Day, Kaylee with her all or nothing mindset, what a lot of you also may not know is Kaylee has been a longtime struggler with perfectionism as well. Drink your coffee. And this is another problem that a lot of people have. It kind of feeds in a little bit to the all or nothing mindset because they feel like if it can't be perfect, you might as well just, they get the fuck it mentality. But you can't make perfect the enemy of good. We're big fans of Sal DiStefano. He wrote one of the books Kaylee has suggested on her website called The Resistance Training Revolution. Yep. He says that all the time. Don't make perfect the enemy of good. Sometimes if you don't have time for a 2-hour workout, that doesn't mean say fuck it. It means go in and get 20 minutes in. 20 minutes is always going to be better than nothing. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be something. It just has to be effort. I tell Kaylee all the time, even in relationship stuff, it doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to try. And so it's the same way with everything else. You know, maybe you don't have time to cook. Maybe you have to go to a restaurant. Great. But that doesn't mean throw caution to the wind. It means maybe you choose better options at that restaurant. It's okay to go out and eat what you want every now and then. But if your hands are tied and you absolutely have to go to a restaurant and you're not wanting to just, you know, blow things out of proportion, just make smarter choices at the restaurant. It doesn't have to be perfect to make progress.
Absolutely. Thanks, Amy. She says, I love Pick on Kaylee Day.
I do, yeah, too. It's, like, one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite holidays.
You guys enjoy that. And I feel like we helped Alan a little bit because I know he did answer that question saying, that as soon as the weather changed and the time changed, it threw me off hardcore. My entire schedule fell off and I couldn't figure out where to readjust. Absolutely. This time, I think, is dumb. I don't think we should have daylight savings times or standard time, whatever it is in the fall. I know we don't fall forward. I know sometimes the spring can be worse with losing time, but darkness sucks.
Show me a farmer that doesn't have headlights now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. And I know somebody told me it's due to, school children, so your kids are not waiting for the bus in the dark.
I'm sure
so that
was...
makes more sense to me than farmers right now.
Well, I mean, that for now,
yeah,
but it originally started because of farmers.
Right.
But the thing is with daylight savings time is that, so, and I think we talked about this a few weeks ago, is everybody gets excited about fall back because they're like, oh, I'm gonna get an extra hour of sleep. And you feel great when you wake up Sunday morning. But the problem is your body and your circadian rhythm are still behind. So while you feel like you get a great night of sleep that Saturday night into Sunday morning when the times change, your circadian rhythm is off. So you're going to get piss poor sleep the rest of the week. And some of us just don't recuperate from that all winter long because the days get shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter all the way up until December 21st. And then we start getting a little longer and longer. And I don't know about most people, but I hold out pretty strong until about February. And it's always like right before the time is getting ready to change back, I get to the point where I'm driving to work and I'm like, I don't know if I can take it anymore. The darkness and the time, the cold, I don't know if I can take it anymore. And then it seems like right when I'm about to snap, it's like the clocks change back and I'm okay again. But we have to do what we can to try to prioritize and keep ourselves on track. Maybe that means implementing a stricter nighttime routine in the wintertime, turning off the blue lights, getting off the electronics, turning off the TV. Some people even go down to candlelight at a certain time, kind of like the olden days. And it's just because it's relaxing. It kind of puts your mind at ease. Any of the light bulbs that might be LED lights and fluorescent lights, which a lot of people don't have fluorescent lights in their home, but LED lights can be just as stimulating on your brain. So go down to candlelight, or if you have a fireplace, go down to just the fire and turn off the TVs, maybe read a book by candlelight, or just sit there and chill. You know, it maybe doing stuff that you're not used to doing to get that mind to kind of set, take a step back and relax. That way you could truly get some good sleep, reset your circadian rhythm with the season.
No, absolutely. I know PJ's saying she hopes she feels better. She knows the fever sucks. Alan, congratulations, Julie. And then Tara, I know we had lunch and a whole like 2-hour conversation at Toast the other day about a lot of your struggles, and you admitted a lot of things. And I know you're disappointed, like as you state there, but you have a plan. So luckily, as she says, I have a plan for the new year with working back with you and Julie, and I'm just doing my best to maintain through the holiday. And that's absolutely, sometimes that is the best you can do, is just maintain, but you have a plan of action. And I'm super excited because I know Tara's already agreed that we're going to share everything on her journey. I mean, we're going to showcase before pictures, during pictures, after pictures, different things she's struggling with, some of her wins. So like, she's agreed to be like a full-blown case study, especially for a lot of ladies going through menopause, because she's admitted many times she's struggling with right now. She's taking hormones, different hormones and things like that. And super excited to get started with Tara. That way we can share her journey and help a lot of other ladies in her position or a similar position.
Hey guys, I just wanted to take a second to thank you for listening. And if you're enjoying this show, please do me a huge favor and take a screenshot of this episode and share it to your story on IG or Facebook. And tag me on IG at Kaylee Montoya Fitness or on Facebook at Kaylee Montoya Houston so I can reach out and thank you personally. Also, if you haven't already, don't forget to rate and review us on wherever you get your podcast from. This greatly helps the show grow so we can help more people reach their own health and fitness goals.
The only thing I want to give some feedback on that comment is to be very careful with naming. It's good to name your emotions, so don't hear what I'm not saying. But be careful with how you name some of those emotions to yourself when you call them disappointment. Because in your mind, when you tell yourself you're disappointed in yourself, that can really set off a lot of negative connotations. And you kind of have to, I understand the sentiment, but this is just in general for everybody. But be careful when you talk to yourself about that, because a lot of times disappointment insinuates failure. And since it's Pick on Kaylee Day.
I don't like this day, guys.
Kaylee, this is what we do. So she might make me sleep on the couch tonight and it's fine. But Kaylee has a really, really, really hard time with the word disappointment. If she does anything, like if she makes a mistake and she even thinks that I am going to be disappointed in her, it is like soul crushing for her.
I'd much rather somebody be angry at me and frustrated and all those other negative things.
Right. So having that, especially if you feel that disappointment on yourself, that can do a lot of dangerous things to your mindset. So always try to, when I say give yourself grace and talk positively to yourself, I also don't want you to blow sunshine up your own ass. First of all, you may break some ribs. Second of all, it's super uncomfortable.
You know from experience?
Yes, I've tried. Okay. So it's okay to say, hey, I'm not where I want to be. Hey, I let myself slip a little bit, but always come back at that. My favorite thing that I have once told a client to do is to tell themselves, you know, through the holidays, I enjoyed myself maybe a little bit too much, but I'm going to use that extra fuel, that extra energy, and I'm going to go out and do a little bit harder of a workout, or I'm going to do a couple extra walks. So they admitted, and the way you talk to yourself is very important. You're basically telling yourself the same message, but the words are a little softer. You have to kind of talk to yourself like you would talk to somebody else. I wouldn't look at Kaylee and go, I'm really fucking disappointed in you. You just completely let yourself go. I would not say that to
her. You would never say that to anybody that you care about.
Exactly.
You should care about yourself just as much.
Right. And so you have to be just as gentle with yourself as with anybody else. So make sure you're choosing your wording wisely and make sure that you are giving yourself some grace, but still owning up to what you've done and then coming right back with, but I'm going to use this to do X. Use it to fuel you. Like I said, I have literally had a client say, you know what? I enjoyed myself a little bit too much during the holidays, but that's okay. I'm going to use it to fuel my workouts because food is fuel. Food is energy. So just be very cautious with the terminology that you use when you're talking to yourself because you don't want to shame or guilt yourself.
Absolutely. I hope anybody who's watching this now or rewatching this later, you go back and rewatch everything Julie said, because I think a lot of us are too hard on ourselves in those situations. Myself, obviously, included.
The filter is a little loose over here today, by the way.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Okay.
We're going PG-13 today.
No, I love this. I love that hopefully Julie asking me to share some of my struggles and wins is prompting all you guys, because I absolutely love reading these. So bear with us, because I'm going to go through them on this.
I will sleep on the couch for you guys tonight. It's fine.
If she takes me to Signet later for an afternoon coffee, it'll all be forgiven.
Is that the same thing as an afternoon delight, if you're delighted by coffee?
Okay. Amy, she's struggling with getting her workouts in. I've been hitting the treadmill to keep moving, but I haven't been great with the full body workouts. I'm a vampire. Go to work in the dark. Come home in the dark.
A lot of us do right now.
Yeah, definitely. And thankfully, I do not. I go to work in the dark, but
you come home in the light.
I come home and work in the light. From home. And Amy, I know more than this comment just because I know we work together one-on-one. So I know a lot of how your last couple weeks have been when it comes to stress and workload and running yourself into the ground and some other personal stuff with your family or with your husband. So there's a lot going on just other than the time change, and you're crushing it. So I honestly know that you're crushing everything. You're still seeing results and you're still getting done what you can. So I would not be too hard on yourself with that. And we got new programs or new training programs coming up after this weekend, which I think will prompt you to want to get back into it, because they're going to be new moves. They're going to be new routines and it's going to be easier.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but again, when I answer, well, it's your client. Yeah, so we don't often talk about, I think Amy's the one that said she doesn't care if we share, but there just hasn't been a reason to yet, because we've been busy. But for everybody else that's on here, she said she was still getting her movement in. Again, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. So she's still getting her workouts in. That's a huge win. She's getting movement in, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And she's struggling with the full body workouts. But maybe this is where on those days that she's struggling, if she gets on the treadmill and she's like, I want to do something, but I can't get a full body in, maybe she goes back to those 15-minute workouts that Kaylee had. Maybe she knocks out a 10 or 15-minute workout where she just focuses on, maybe it's just squats. Maybe you're doing some bodyweight squats, or you're doing what we call a sit to stand, where you hold a dumbbell between your feet and stand up from a chair and sit back down and keep doing that, and add some weight to it. Something like that. Yes, it's still movement, just like you're getting on the treadmill, but you're still adding a little bit of resistance training. If you can't do a full body, you just don't have the time for it, hop on the treadmill, do a 10 or 15 minute warm-up, maybe shorten it by 5 or so minutes. And maybe go to those workouts that Kaylee had, the 15-minute ones that she offered to people. What was that, a live that you did, a live training?
I did a live training. It was part of the Holiday Accountability Challenge, which it's posted in the group. It's literally a link to a Google Drive account that every single one of you in the group has access to. It should be in the featured tabs.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't find it, simply DM me and I will send you the link to the Google Drive. It has the list of all the workouts. All the exercises have video links, so you know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, you can even if you don't have those, but you think, oh, I don't need them, I have my own program and I'm making it to the gym. Maybe you get that, those 15-minute workouts, mm-hmm. in case something comes up with the holidays, stuff comes up with kids, stuff comes up with random stuff, work stuff, you know, whatever. You have a backup plan to where you don't have an excuse to do nothing. You can take your hour workout and maybe you make it a 15-minute workout because you don't have time, you're not feeling it, your wife's sick, husband's sick, whatever, the dog's sick, you got a 15-minute workout that you can squeeze in there instead. You have a backup plan. This is where Kaylee always gets this backwards, so now I have it backwards. If you fail to plan to fail.
Exactly. And you don't even have to message me. If you want it, just comment in this link or this thread below, and I'll make sure. I'll reach out to you. You can get it. All right, Amy. I think because I have so much weight to lose, it's hard for me to tell myself that small steps will get me there. I need to go full on fasting for 30 days while weight training and doing hot yoga. And yes, Julie's shaking her head like a crazy woman over there. But I know this because I know so many of you feel like you must go to the extremes. But you have to think to yourself, how long did it take you to get to this position? You didn't gain 30 pounds, you didn't gain 50 pounds, you didn't gain 100 pounds overnight. This was many compounding years of different habits that you put yourself through. And we can't change habits overnight. We can't change habits. I know they say you can implement a habit in like 21 days. Personally, I think it takes longer than that to actually implement lifestyle changes and lifestyle habits. And I wish I could, I'm going to do a crappy job of explaining this image, but I see it all the time going around Facebook. You see this image of a man, two men standing in front of a ladder, and you see this one ladder with a bunch of small rungs, and he's like halfway up the ladder. And then you see the next man standing there, and it's like this big of a gap before he gets to the first rung. And he's still standing on the ground, jumping up and down, trying to reach that very first rung. And when you take huge leaps like that, you stay stagnant, you stay plateaued, and you feel like you're working your ass off. You feel like you're restricting yourself, and you feel like you're spinning your wheels and getting nowhere. And then that's when you give up, because then you feel like it's easier just to be miserable and stay the same because you can't do it. You're not disciplined enough. When in fact, you're just trying to take too big of steps and you're trying to put too much on your plate instead of conquering these small wins and building them up underneath you. That way you can start to see those small changes, and that's what motivates you to keep going.
You have to play the long game. You have to. It's a game of patience and doing things like, and I know that you're only half serious because that's just what your body is telling you, but we are also, especially women, are usually a target to this. You see media and everybody's telling you, eat like a bird, go crazy on your exercise, but where do you go from there? If you full on fast for 30 days, it's going to work. But as soon as you get out of that, it's going to come right back. So you're going to constantly be spinning your wheels. Same way with doing a lot of cardio and eating very little, where do you go from that? You have to do more cardio. You have to eat less food. Eventually, you're eating nothing and you're spending your entire day on a treadmill and you can't go anywhere but dead from there. Like, you literally can't. So you have to play the long game. And maybe this is where, you know, Kaylee said she's lost 40 pounds in her lifetime. Maybe this is where she digs up some old photos for comparison for you guys to show you. And I know I'm getting ready to show you what 4 years of progress looks like in a post I have coming up in a couple weeks. But maybe it's something that we put together some before and after transformations of the two of us, because I can tell you that I was all of 250 pounds probably around 2010. And I just hit my lowest weight ever at 149.6, I think, on Thanksgiving Day. And of course, along the way, I did a series of bulks and cuts to put muscle on and take muscle off. But that's to get the aesthetic look that I want. And talking about body dysmorphia, am I where I want to be? Do I look how I want to look? No, I'm not there yet. But what I can tell you is I have been one in the 150s before, and I am not saying this to be offensive at all, but I looked chronically sick. I looked like I was being treated for cancer or some serious, I looked like I was undergoing chemotherapy. I looked terrible. Had dark circles under my eyes. I just looked sick and I had no shape about me. I looked like a big me, but just smaller. And now I've gotten to be my lowest weight at 149.6, and you can still see the muscle mass. You can see that I haven't lost the size. I actually kind of look bigger because I've gained muscle and then I've leaned out to where you can see the definition. And I'm still going, like I'm playing the long game. It's been all of a decade that I've been working towards this. If you didn't put it on overnight, you're not going to take it off overnight. You guys have to play the long game. You have to be patient, because if you do it right and you play the long game, and you are patient, you will come out of this journey not only looking and feeling better, but your health is going to be better. You're going to maintain it better. You are going to be able to enjoy the holidays with your family, and it's not even going to be a blip on the radar. You're going to be able to go out with friends and have a few drinks and wake up the next morning, and it's not even going to be a blip on the radar. The client that we were bragging about last week or the week before that's lost 47 inches, we just had Thanksgiving with her, like we all did. And she checked in and she was like, I didn't track anything on Thanksgiving. And my weight was exactly the same Friday morning as it was Thursday morning. And I wasn't hungry. I ate what I wanted to eat. And I ate until I was full, not miserable. She listened to her body. Her weight didn't move. And it's because she has the skills to do that. But she's been working with Kaylee and I for almost a year with a 3-month hiatus. Mm-hmm. And she's down to her lowest weights now. She just keeps shrinking and she's able to enjoy the holiday with her kids. And it's not even a blip on the radar, but she's playing the long game. That's all there is to it. She's feeling better. She's finally getting more confident. She took photos for me for the first time in over a year. She surprised me with them. She sent me to them through email. And her face, that was the first thing I noticed, is she was smiling. She didn't look like she was crying. She wasn't ashamed and scared. She was smiling. So play the long game. I promise you it is worth it for your mindset, for your health. And then, of course, you're going to feel better in your body. You're going to be more confident. It's worth it to play the long game.
And I apologize if I missed some. I don't want to take up all your guys' morning, but I did want to read this from Tara. She said, thanks, Julie. First, you made me tear up, and now you made me laugh. And I'm sure that was when you were stating about the sunshine.
Oh, blowing sunshine up your own ass?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what she was talking about. And Alan, of course, fever filter is broken.
I don't have to have a fever. That's true. It's just not there.
Yeah. And I know, Alan, you were talking about, again, sometimes you're admitting that you feel guilty, not engaging more in the group. Because I see everyone trying hard to be better or to better themselves and feel bad because I haven't figured out your own readjustments yet. And I know you are all so supportive and this group helps me so much. Well, first off, I'm so happy the group is such a help to you. That's why we created it in the first place. I mean, I wanted a safe place for people to feel safe and comfortable talking about their struggles, celebrating their wins in a very non-judgmental place, people that are on their same journey and same path. So I'm glad the group is working for that. And I love it. And second, Alan, you were one of the most active people in the group. Yes, we all fall off at times, but I feel you're sharing your walks. You're always sharing different things throughout the week. And it's amazing. And I think your posts have prompted other people to share more. And I know, like you said, you've fallen off, but we all can't be consistent like that 100% of the time. We all understand that things come up. So I hope that helps.
Well, this goes back to exactly what I said too about blowing sunshine up your own ass. On the other hand of that, I started out that whole conversation with saying to be careful with the words and the way you talk to yourself, because you fall into that shame and guilt loop, and you don't want yourself to feel shame and guilty. Once you start feeling shame and guilt, it's real hard to pull yourself out of that place and then do something positive for yourself again, because you kind of fall into that negative feedback loop. The group is there for a reason. You're seeing it. You're seeing how supportive they are, and you enjoy seeing other people better themselves. But don't compare your journey to them. If you're in a spot where you're struggling with motivation, don't be afraid to comment in it just because somebody's doing better than you. The group is not to compare or contrast. It's to be there for the other person. And you are so supportive of other people as well. And again, this is something that Kaylee and I both struggle with too. So I'm not just calling you out, Alan. So don't take offense. I don't think you would, but this is where you have to call yourself out on your own bullshit. Like, why does what somebody else in the group doing, why does it make me feel guilty? I've got to own my own shit. Okay. Well, I'm not quite where I want to be. So I guess I need to figure out how to do it. Maybe I make a post in the group that says, hey guys, I'm really struggling with X, Y, and Z. Got any ideas? What works for you guys? I need some help. That's what everybody's there for. I mean, I know, obviously, I can't see the group because I don't have Facebook, but I know that a lot of you don't hesitate to jump in and comment on other people's struggles or questions, and they're always there to help out, even if they don't have the perfect answer. So instead of comparing yourself to what everybody else is doing and making yourself feel bad, use it as a catalyst. Ask them questions. Find out what they're doing. Find out what works for them. Maybe somebody's got a solution to your problem and you just don't know because you've let yourself feel guilty, so you haven't answered or asked. You haven't gotten an answer. So use it to your advantage. Don't let yourself fall into that guilt and shame cycle.
No, absolutely. 100%. A lot of people get on there and comment before I even have a chance to check in on it. And I try to stay pretty aware of all the posts going on.
It's pick on Kaylee day, but it's hug Julie day.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, hug Julie. I see that. He also says I'm jelly of Julie's shoulders and arms. I am too.
So
I understand that. Most of us are. Yeah.
She says she's jealous of him. She likes him. Our gratitude pumpkin, one of her posts was, I'm thankful for my wife's muscles.
Yep. Sure I am. Being honest. Yeah. Amy, with the weight loss, I'm rediscovering my voice. Becoming more confident as this journey continues. Some may want to beat me back in the box. Laugh out loud. You're always going to have those people in your life that want to beat you back down, but
that's about them. Yeah, that's exactly about them. Anybody who cannot be truly happy for you is insecure because they want what you've done and they can't do it themselves, or they don't have what it takes. They just can't face their own bullshit. That's where they want to beat you down. But don't let them steal your voice and don't let them dull your sunshine. Bitch, get it.
All right, guys, I think we can end on that. Now, if you weren't tuned in the beginning, the big announcement was we have a very special guest coming on next Saturday to talk about his 100-pound weight loss success as he's continuing to still lose weight. He's not there yet. He's still in the middle of his process. Talk a little bit about his own body dysmorphia when it comes to losing that much weight. As well as stress and emotional eating, some of the tactics he's used himself and has helped with other clients. And he's going to come on and share that with you guys next Saturday, regular time, 9:30. Going to be live, but it's also going to be a Zoom. So I'm going to post up the Zoom link and the group this week where you can be on live. That way you can ask questions live and he can see you face to face and really get your answers or your questions answered. That was a little backwards there. Yeah. Get it. Snap, snap. All right, guys. Have a wonderful Saturday. The sun is shining, but it is bitterly cold out there.
I'm so tired of it.
Don't forget one last thing. I will be dropping the email course. It starts tomorrow, where I'm going to be sending everyone who sent me their emails. We're going to do an 8-week course that you can learn everything about, whether it comes training, nutrition, and just overall general health. So it's all kinds of information. It's for free. Literally all you have to do is DM me your email and I will put you into the course. Okay.
We're not even cheap. We're free.
I know, right? Helping as many people as we can during these holidays. You're very welcome, Alan.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Phoenix Rising. For more information on how to take charge of your fitness goals, follow me on IG or Facebook, or you can head over to KayleeMontoyaFitness.com to apply for a free coaching call today. If you have any questions you would like answered on the show, shoot me an email to KayleeMontoyaFitness@gmail.com. Don't forget to catch us on the next episode.